verses 10 through 17. It tells the story of how Jesus helped a crippled woman on the Sabbath and how his actions were received by the synagogue leader. I'll be reading the New International Version, which can be found in your pew Bibles. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered, "You hypocrites, don't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the word of God through Luke's gospel, which is trustworthy and true. Thanks be to God.
It was the Sabbath day, and she was on a mission to get to the synagogue, the place where God dwells. She had to go. She wanted to go. She needed to go because there she would encounter her God, the God of Abraham. For 6 days she worked, but on the seventh day, that was God's day. And the first thing on her agenda was to get to the synagogue. She didn't want to miss any part of the service because she knew she would hear a word from the Lord that would sustain her for the rest of the week. God was all that was on her mind. For 18 long years, she has walked bent over from the waist, unable to lift her head, unable to stand up straight. She could only look from side to side and down. She hurts, so she painstakingly walks slow. She presses her way. She perseveres with each step. She looks straight ahead, although her view is limited to seeing the legs and sandaled feet of folks. Nobody ever speaks to her because of her physical appearance. They treat her like an outsider. As she walks, she listens to the world around her. She hears people scurrying past her without saying a word to her. But she can hear folks talking and laughing with each other and cannot help but wonder if she was the butt of the joke. She could hear them even when they called themselves whispering as they passed her by. While she couldn't make eye contact, she could sense their judgmental stares at her outward appearance while never slowing down to walk with her to get to know her as a person. Can you see her, church? Can we feel her pain? Can we imagine never being able to lift our heads? Can we imagine being ostracized and alienated because of our physical condition? Did you know much of the spine, which protects the spinal cord and allows a person to sit upright, is located in the torso? The torso is where we find many of our supportive muscles, like the sternocleidomastoid. Now, I know that's a big word. Church, this is the muscle that gives folks the ability to turn their necks and move their heads from side to side. And there's the trapezius that sits on both sides of the back that gives added support to the shoulder bone and helps the neck bear the weight of the skull. So do we wonder what it must have felt like to not be able to stand up straight and to have to carry the unbearable weight of our torso bent over, which puts more stress on your lower limbs to carry it. The gospel writer Luke is a physician and the only one to tell the story of this unnamed woman bent over by a crippling spirit, a God-fearing woman who is in the synagogue on the Sabbath where she encounters Jesus teaching for the very last time before he presses his way to the cross. Now, the first century hearers of this text would have known that a teacher teaches sitting down in front of the congregation. So Jesus is sitting down, teaching the assembled body, when he sees this unnamed, bent over woman. Church, Jesus sees her. He sees her in a way that others couldn't or wouldn't see her. He sees her as a valued human being and beckons her to come to him. The fact that he called her to come to him while he's teaching is a bold move, because during those days, most likely the synagogue was segregated. The men were sitting on one side and the women on the other, so she may have had to cross over into the unforbidden territory in the synagogue to get to Jesus. So here's the scene. Jesus is sitting, teaching the people, flanked by some religious leaders. All of a sudden, Jesus stops in mid-sentence. The religious leaders start grumbling and complaining, looking at one another and then looking at him, furious that Jesus has stopped teaching to summon this outsider. During all of this, when Jesus calls her to him, Luke doesn't say she stayed where she was and did not move because she knew that was proper synagogue protocol. Luke doesn't say she keeps still fearing the reprisal of the religious leaders. Luke doesn't say her reply to Jesus was, "Who, me?" No, Luke lets us know that she made a beeline to Jesus right away and was healed. Then how do we know this? Well, it's in the text. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he puts his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Church, this woman didn't let anybody or anything get in her way as she made her way to Jesus. As she heard the religious leaders grumbling and complaining, I imagine she attempted to drown them out only because she only wanted to hear and follow the voice of Jesus. I believe she raised her hands and said, "Hush, hush. Somebody's calling my name, and it sounds like Jesus calling my name, hush." And you could hear a pin drop. This bent over woman made her way to Jesus thinking, "He saw me way over here, sitting isolated from the other women, and he saw me." And as she made her way to Jesus, she may have thought, "I can't see you clearly, but I know your voice. I know you are here with me now, and I believe my life is about to change." When she got to Jesus, he told her, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." Then to seal the deal, Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately her spine straightened up, and she stood up straight and began praising God. Church, this woman is a prime example of how we should respond when Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." Jesus called her forward because he knew about her infirmity and how long she had endured it. Now, church, so that we don't get so preoccupied with her infirmity that is physical in appearance, Luke wants us to understand the cause of her infirmity. He tells us the infirmity she has is caused by a spirit, a demonic spirit. And how do we know this? Well, it's in the text. See, when Jesus helped this woman straighten up in the synagogue leader was fit to be tied and became indignant that Jesus had healed this woman on the Sabbath. His focus was not on the fact that the woman was healed. No, it was on the fact that he deemed, his focus was not on the fact that Jesus was healed, but was what he deemed was Jesus' flagrant violation of working on the Sabbath. That's what got him bent out of shape. And what a contrast. The woman immediately praised God in front of everybody, and the synagogue leader attempted to regain his leadership position and usurp Jesus' authority in front of everybody. So he self-righteously said to the congregation, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." He's indirectly saying to the woman, "You didn't come here to worship God. You came here to be healed, you Sabbath violator." I believe the woman was not deterred by what he was saying and continued to get her praise on because she was no longer bent over. She's saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free." But while she's getting her praise on, Jesus does not let the religious leader slide. No, Jesus, as the young folks say, claps back. He calls the religious leader and his amen corner out. "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox and donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water?" I know you're saying, what does this have to do with her infirmity being caused by a demonic spirit? And as I said, it's in the text. Jesus continues by asking them, "Then should not this woman, daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" Jesus straight up tells them she is one of the same religious lineage as they are, and her condition was caused by a demonic spirit that had her bound and bent over for 18 years. But this day, Jesus sets her free. How many know who the Son sets free is free indeed? And Luke lets us know the people were delighted with all the wonderful things Jesus was doing, while all of Jesus' opponents were humiliated. This story is not unfamiliar. Many of us today came to this place of worship so weighed down that we are bent over. What back-bending burden did we bring here today? We may not be physically bent over and unable to stand up straight, but we come burdened with whatever that thing is that has us weighed down. Addictions, health conditions, relationships, poverty, diagnosis, prognosis, unhoused, eating disorders, consumerism, classism, ageism, sexism, racism, ableism, alcoholism, any of the isms. What is that back-breaking thing that people have labeled you, and that's how they refer to you, stripping away your personhood, your humanity? What is important to know is that your circumstances do not define you. So there is hope and insurance in this story, because this woman was bent over, but now she is standing straight. This happened because Jesus spoke the word, and Jesus placed his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up. Whatever has you bent over, weighed down, I dare you to cry out to Jesus and repeat after me the words of the modern day prophet William Murphy. Jesus, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Church, Jesus sees us and knows all about what we're going through. And he's telling us to bring our burdens to him and leave them there. When Jesus calls out the religious leaders, he's simply appealing to their humanity to see this daughter of Abraham as a child of God. She is a human being with a demonic spirit that has had her physically bound for 18 years. And check this out. Jesus knew how long and had never had a conversation with the woman. This lets us know that Jesus knows all about us, and he beckons us to come to him. So we see in this text, Luke demonstrates how Jesus disturbs the status quo. Jesus tries to make a difference in the lives of the underdogs, the underprivileged, the undervalued folks in the community. Jesus demonstrates by healing on the Sabbath how his opponents are bent over, burdened down by rules and regulations, too bent over to show care, compassion, concern for this daughter of Abraham who is in the synagogue because she believes in the same God they purport to believe in. Jesus not only showed them, but us, that we must be about the business of making the kingdom of God with our care, compassion, and concern a reality for folks here and now. Just like this unnamed, bent over, God-fearing woman, when we come to church, we must come expecting an upfront and personal encounter with God. When Sunday comes around, we cannot let anyone or anything stop us. And because we have a personal relationship with God, we know God's voice. Jesus knows our needs and meets us at our point of need, and supplies our needs as only he can. Just like Jesus set the daughter of Abraham free, Jesus wants to free us from all the burdens that are weighing us down too. Jesus sees us. Jesus sees our heart for worship, praise, and thanksgiving. With his arms outstretched, Jesus beckons us to come, to come, to come to him. Church, this day, right now, we can celebrate with the blessed assurance that Jesus Christ can straighten up our bent over backs so we can stand up and look up, because Jesus lifts us up. Praise God. Amen.